Because we're picking up in Yetz Hashem on Kuf Hey Amud Aleph, and we left off with Esve. So remember again, the Gemara was talking about the idea that Halacha Lemaisa, if you didn't say Kiddush on Shabbos night, you could continue to say it, you could say it throughout Shabbos, in other words, the next day as well. So Gemara says Esve, Kavod Yom, Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom called them. If there's a choice, you have limited resources. So there's a choice between honoring the day of Shabbos or honoring the night. Now again, how are you honoring? So again, talking about, let's say, with food or with drink. You have a limited supply. You can either have nice food or nice drink on Shabbos night or Shabbos day. What's the halacha? Kavod Yom called them. The kavod of the day comes first. And in la'ela kos echad. And if you only have one cup of wine, Omer Allah, we'll say Amud Beis. 105b, Omer Allah, Kiddush Hayom. You say Kiddush. Now, Kiddush Hayom in this case means Kiddush, but it means the Shabbos night, the Friday night Kiddush. B'mneshi Kiddush Hayom kol dem l'kavod yom. Because ultimately, again, Kiddush of nighttime takes precedence over giving kavod through, let's say, different food or drink for the daytime. Vim isa. Now, if it's true that if you don't say Kiddush on Friday night, you could even say it on Shabbos day, the shafke ad l'machar b'the avad beitarti. Just leave over the cup of wine till tomorrow, and that way, again, till Shabbos day, and you'll get both Kiddush as well as Kavod Yom, honoring the Shabbos with good food and good drink. Amalei, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. No, because again, there's a special and unique element to performing a mitzvah in its designated time. So since, again, you have the opportunity to say Kiddush on Shabbos night, that's preferable than leaving anything over till later on. Do we really say that? That again, in other words, that a mitzvah is unique, that it's beautiful to perform a mitzvah in its proper time. In other words, that halacha l'maisa, that the need to do a mitzvah in its appointed time kind of trumps other considerations. But we learned, one comes home after Shabbos, one says borei morei ha'esh, right? I'm sorry, borei piyagafen, borei morei ha'esh, borei minei b'samim, and then you say havdalah. Then ein lo ela kosecha. What happens, however, again, if it's Matzei Shabbos, you only have one cup, so you have to say both havdalah and benching. Manicho ad la'achar hamazon u'mashalshon kulon la'achorov. So first we'll bench, and then we'll go ahead and we'll put havdalah after benching. So the Gemara says v'lo aminon chaviva mitzvah b'shaito. And yet again, we're not saying that a mitzvah is unique in its particular time. So again, what do you see from there? Because if it was chaviva mitzvah b'shaito, then halacha l'maisa, you would go ahead and you'd say havdalah first. Amalei ana lo chachima ana v'lo chaza ana v'lo yichida ana. So he responded. This is Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says back, I am not a chacham, I'm not a navi. Ultimately, again, v'lo yichida, nor am I trying to go ahead and trying to be a singular opinion. I'm just simply saying over someone else's opinion. Ella gamrana v'sadarna ana. Rather, again, he said that halacha l'maisa, I'm someone who learned this, and I'm simply giving it over. V'chein morin v'bei midrasha kavasi. And ultimately, again, they paskin like me in the base medrash as well. To which the Gemara says, so ultimately, the shaila just is, how do we, so now, it sounds like on one hand you're saying chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And that's why, again, if you only have one cup of wine, even though technically on Shabbos, even though technically if you leave it till Shabbos day, you could get both Kiddush as well as Kavod Yom. So, but yeah, we said no, say it Friday night because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. It's beautiful to do a mitzvah at its right time. Yet, if on Matzei Shabbos you have to bench and you have to do Abdallah, we do benching first and then Abdallah afterwards. Even though again it's a time for Abdallah, we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, to which the Gemara gives a very simple distinction. Shani lon bin iluye yomo la fuke yomo. There's a fundamental distinction between the entry of Shabbos and the exit of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, when Shabbos comes, so when it comes to the beginning of Shabbos, whatever we could do to create, to bring in Shabbos earlier, we're definitely going to do. And therefore, again, that's Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So if it's a choice between going in and saying Kiddush at the right time, and ultimately going ahead and waiting until tomorrow to say Kiddush, even though you can get Kavod Yom also, we'd rather go ahead and do the mitzvah at the initial time. However, Afuki Yoma Machrin Olay, when it comes to Havdalah, so Havdalah is the act ultimately of departure of Shabbos, and Halacha L'Maisa, by departure of Shabbos, that we try to delay it as much as possible. In order that it shouldn't be like a burden. So actually, we find this halacha lamaisa, a number of different applications of this. So therefore, again, on Shabbos night, so if you have a choice between leaving over the cup of wine till the next day, even though technically speaking you have get a double benefit from that. Number one, kiddush, and number two, kavod yom. But we have this idea that to whatever degree we can bring in Shabbos earlier, we prefer to do that. However, by Matzi Shabbos, we try to delay havdalah as much as possible, and therefore we'd rather go ahead and bench first, and then I say Abdullah afterwards. Shema mino, Sigmar says, fine. Shema mino, therefore again, you see from here that halacha l'maisa. Well, actually, no. Shema mino is next. Shema mino mihamas nisa tamni. So the Gemara says that now from this braisa, we learn 8 different things. Right, we'll stop over here for today. Meir Hashem will pick up with the rest of this tomorrow.